Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the games after they get punched in the face.
All right, well, here we go. Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So for those of you guys who are just hearing us for the first time on this Friday afternoon, just to give you a little background, we have done this show for the last several years, and it's been a Saturday morning show. And, of course, all the folks that are involved in this show are huge high school football fans, myself included. And so we have gotten the opportunity to start doing this show on Friday afternoons, leading into high school football when high school football season rolls in, which is just around the corner, by the way. And so right here on this radio station, wherever you're listening at, you can pick this show up leading into your high school football Friday nights. And we cannot be more excited to be coming to you. And in the event that you hear this show and it's not in one of your listening areas, you can download this show anywhere that you get your podcast, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can also catch the show streaming on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so I told you that we're going to start doing this show every Friday night when high school football season gets here. We're going to start rolling this thing into your Friday nights of high school football. And so I decided that we're going to take a look at the first weekend of high school football, which is right around a month away. And so the August 5th weekend will be the first weekend where there are actually games that count that are happening. There'll be a few scrimmage games too. And so the August 5th weekend, August 12th weekend, and then the big weekend where pretty much everybody kicks off that hasn't kicked off will be August the 19th. So just want to run down some of those games or the majority of those games. And again, what we do here is we're going to focus on South Georgia stuff. You know, basically, I-16 right around that area, if you're a high school in that area, all the way down to 75. So basically, you take I-16, hit 75, and come back south. And if you're in that square or in that general vicinity, even if you're a little north or west, we'll still cover your high school because that's kind of what we do. So on August the 5th, the Frederica Academy Knights will truck up to Savannah to take on Savannah Christian. Vidalia is at Calvary Day. Those are the August 5th games. There are only two of them, at least in the South Georgia region, that aren't scrimmage games. Now, on August the 12th, Berrien will be at Charlton, and Brantley will be at Frederica. The interesting thing about the Brantley-Frederica game on August the 12th, Frederica, of course, who's in the GISA, and Brantley plays in GHSA, Frederica is treating that as a regular season game. They're going to play 11 regular season games, Frederica is, and Brantley is actually treating that as a scrimmage game. They're not going to have that game count toward their schedule where Frederica will. So I would assume that Coach Cannon over at Brantley will treat it as a scrimmage game where Coach Brandon Derrick at Frederica will not do the same. And then Brantley will officially kick off in the August 19th weekend. So you've got two games on August the 12th, Berrien at Charlton and Brantley at Frederica. And then on August the 19th, Glen Academy at Statesboro, Andrew Jackson at Brunswick, Columbia at Camden, Brookwood at Frederica, Johnson at MCA, Long at Tombs. North Miami comes all the way up from Florida to take on Valdosta. Tipped area will go to Statesboro to play Bullock Academy in the GISA. Liberty County will be at Southeast Bullock. Coffee at Tift. Ware at Appling. That's going to be a good one. Ware County at Appling. Wilkinson County at Dublin. Metter at Swainsboro. Another game that's got my attention. Portal at Hawkinsville. Claxton at Tatnall. Jenkins at Benedictin. And I think Benedictin's going to have another monster year, by the way. We'll talk a little bit about them later on in the show. Beach at Bluffton. Effingham at Richmond Hill. By the way, Beach at Bluffton, that's Bluffton, South Carolina. Effingham at Richmond Hill. South Effingham at Vidalia. Wayne at Bradwell. Charlton at Jeff Davis, another game that's got my attention. Jeff Davis's program has come a long way in the last several years, and they are a legitimate football program now. Lee at Warner Robins, of course, Warner Robins defending state champs. Irwin at Fitzgerald, Clinch at Berrien, Houston at Sumter, Cairo at Thomas County Central, Academy of Richmond County from Augusta will be at Veterans, Calvary Day at Islands, Savannah Country Day at Windsor Forest, May River also from Bluffton, South Carolina. They'll be in Savannah against New Hampstead. Bacon at Lanier, Thomasville at Brooks, Washington Wilts at East Lawrence. The Georgia School for Innovation and Classics will play at Screven. I would imagine Screven will be favored in that game. And Jenkins County at Troutland. Now, there are going to be a few Saturday games, too, on August the 20th. American Heritage out of Plantation, Florida, big-time program there in Florida, will be at Lowndes in the Concrete Jungle. Colquitt at Deerfield Beach. That game will be played at Deerfield Beach, which, of course, is just up the road from Fort Walton. And Northside versus Jones County. That's a neutral site game. They'll play that game at Mercer University. So those are your games for the first, I guess, 3 weekends. You know, August 5th, August 12th. You're going to have 2 games apiece that sort of count. You know, Frederica at Savannah Christian, Vidalia at Calvary Day. Again, those are the August 5th games. Those August 12th games, Berrien at Charlton and Brantley at Frederica. Those are the August 5th and August 12th games. And then we get into the meat and potatoes on August the 19th, where there are going to be a ton of teams kicking off their seasons on that weekend. Cannot wait. It's never too early to talk high school football, for sure. Again, catch this show, your local radio station. If it's not there, you can stream it on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7, or catch it, download it, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. We'll talk a little bit in depth more about some of these games, the ones that really catch my attention in the opening weekend of the season. And we're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings later in the show as well. And we will also take a look at what my college football top 10 will be. And just cannot wait to get this thing started, for sure. High school football is a big deal for me, you know. So for those folks that have never heard our show, this is the time of the year that we really thrive on, because we just, high school football, we are all big fans of high school football for sure. The Glenn Statesboro game, I'm going to preview that coming up in the next segment, but that game for me, I'm going to break down. Also, another thing I'm going to do in the show is I'm going to break down the regions of South Georgia from around the area, and I'm going to give you who I think is going to win that region, and I got some things to say about Statesboro coming up. So we'll see you on the other side.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is sneaking up on us. The first game scheduled is in less than a month. That game is a scrimmage between the Wayne County Yellow Jackets and the Glen Academy Red Terriers between the bricks at the newly turfed Glen County Stadium on August the 5th. Also, some other big news out of Brunswick. Brunswick High Pirate cornerback Jaden Drayton committed to Harvard this past week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
You know, I do think that the August 12th game between Brantley and Frederica is going to be an interesting game. But then you look at the August 19th weekend, where there are some premier programs kicking off against one another. And, you know, so you take a look at what's on the docket as a high school football fan. You're going to enjoy that first weekend. One of the more interesting games for me is the Glen Academy Red Terriers truck up I-95 across I-16 to take on the Statesboro Blue Devils. Now, I'm real high on Statesboro. I am super high on the Blue Devils. I think the Blue Devils are going to win their region. That's my personal opinion. I'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. Glen Academy, of course, has proven over the last several years that they are a state power, and they're going to go up to Womack Field. And that's going to be a really interesting game. Coach Rocky Hidalgo, Coach Jeff Kaiser. Hidalgo, of course, you know, he is a big believer in running the football, playing defense, but he's going to have a little bit different feel to this year's squad. He's got a couple of receivers that are pretty talented. He's got a gunslinger in the name of Tyler Devlin at quarterback for the Red Terriers. Of course, Statesboro's got a gunslinger of their own, highly touted quarterback himself, and he is going to remain at Statesboro. And, you know, he's a big reason why I'm picking the Blue Devils to win the region. And I think this game is going to be a telltale sign of how good or not good, I guess, the Statesboro Blue Devils are going to be. It's going to be a stiff test for the Blue Devils. Glen Academy is going to come up there, give them all they want. At the end of the day, I like the Blue Devils to find a way to beat Rocky Hidalgo's Red Terriers. North Miami up to Valdosta. Of course, North Miami, another good program down in the state of Florida. We all know what Valdosta is. some question marks surrounding Valdosta. Of course, last year they were not permitted to play in the playoffs for GHSA, serving a suspension for all that stuff that they had go down with Rush Probst. And so we'll see what they've got this year. My opinion is, you know, I've seen Valdosta, and I think they're going to be a really good football team. They're moving up from 6A to 7A. They're going to be in that region with Camden and Lowndes and Colquitt. Richmond Hill also going into that region. And I think Valdosta contends. I think that Valdosta is, when you look at that region, you look at Colquitt first, I think. And then I think it, for the two seed, it's going to come down to Valdosta and Camden. That's my opinion. But they're going to host North Miami, so that'll be a really good game. And another game over in the GISA that's also going to be played in Statesboro over at Bullock Academy. Tift area will head over and play the Bullock Academy Gators. Going to be really interesting to see what each one of these teams has. They're both, Bullock is in the same region as Frederica and Pinewood, who has been dominant in that region as of late. And so we'll see how that goes. Liberty at Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock is turning itself into a premier program, football-wise in the state. They'll have an opportunity to play rival Liberty, and we'll see how that goes as well. Coffee and Tift. Tift County, of course, dropping from 7A, getting out of the region where, you know, they were having to play Colquitt and Lowndes and Camden for their region games, and they'll host Coffee County in week one. Where at Appling, you know, the thing about Appling is I've been telling you for years how good Appling was going to be, that they were building something really special up there in Baxley, and they showed last year how good they really were, making a deep run in the playoffs. They're going to host the Ware County Gators. Of course, Ware, a premier program. We'll see how that game goes. Metter at Swainsboro. Boy, you talk about a rivalry. Swainsboro, of course, make their own deep playoff run, as did Metter. Swainsboro getting to the Final Four, and Metter too. So that right there is going to be a knockdown drag out. You want to talk about defensive football. That's what it's going to be, even though Metter is known for scoring points. Their defense has gotten a lot better in the last couple of years. That's going to be a really good game. So if you're in that area on that I-16 corridor between everything is better in Metter and where Main Streets meet in Swainsboro, that'll be a good football game. Effingham will go to Richmond Hill, just a short trip down I-95. Richmond Hill, of course, moving up to 7A. Effingham stays put at 6A, and they're going to have to play in a ridiculous region where there's a bunch of coastal Georgia teams. I'm talking about Effingham, a bunch of coastal Georgia teams, and then three teams from Augusta. So, that, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. Charlton at Jeff Davis. I'm talking about programs that have been turning themselves into legitimate programs. Jeff Davis is on that list over the last few years. Of course, Charlton trying to get back to some tradition that they've had of being a state power. We'll see how that game goes. Lee at Warner Robins. Lee, a powerhouse. Warner Robins, defending state champions. That will be a great football game. Irwin at Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, of course, also a state champion, defending state champion, and Irwin is a perennial power as well. Cairo at Thomas County Central, another game that we need to be paying attention to. That should be, look, I'm just going to be honest about both of these teams. I think both of these teams statewide, both Cairo and Thomas County Central, you know, if there is such a thing, they're pretty underrated, especially Cairo. But I like this football game. I think it's going to be a really good game. I think Cairo is going to show everybody just how good they are. And I'm not saying that nobody knows about Cairo, because for sure they do. But I just don't know over the last few years whether Cairo has gotten the level of respect statewide they should. They'll have a chance to earn a little bit more in the very opening weekend against Thomas County Central. And then those Saturday games that I mentioned earlier, American Heritage from Plantation, Florida, they'll come up to the Concrete Jungle and play Lowndes, two premier programs respectively in their states. Lowndes, of course, has been a perennial power in the state of Georgia. You know, them and Colquitt have had a stranglehold over Region 1 7A, which, you know, for a long while was Colquitt, Lowndes, Camden, and Tift, and pretty much every year it came down to the Colquitt and Lowndes game to determine who was going to win that region. The other game, speaking of Colquitt, they're going to be going down to Deerfield Beach near Fort Walton. and playing another premier program in the state of Florida. That will be a really, really good football game. And, you know, Northside versus Jones County, that's kind of a, with all the other premier games, that game might get hidden a little bit underneath the radar. Northside made a deep run last year in the playoffs. Jones County is a really good football program that's trying to take the next step, and they're going to go over to Macon and play that game at Mercer at a neutral site, which would be a really cool venue to play that football game. So, yeah, you know, you've got Glenn and Statesboro. I like Statesboro in that game. North Miami and Valdosta. You know what? Give me North Miami there. Tift area and Bullock. I'm going to pick the Gators in that game. Liberty at Southeast Bullock. I'm a big believer in Southeast Bullock. I think they're legit. They're in the same region as Benedictine, which is tough, but I like Southeast Bullock to win that game. Coffee at Tift. 6A Tift, 5A Coffee. I'll take Coffee to go on the road and win that game, even though they're a lower classification. And then this game I keep going back and forth on. Where at Appling? I know how good Appling is. It's just so hard to pick against Ware County, and they're the higher classification. I'll take Ware in that game. Metter at Swainsboro. I think Swainsboro has finally gotten themselves on the right track. They showed it last year of rebuilding the immense tradition that they have had there in Emanuel County. But Metter's been doing it for 4 or 5 years now. I'll take Metter to go over to where Main Streets meet and beat the Tigers of Swainsboro. Effingham at Richmond Hill. I'm a big believer in Richmond Hill, too. I think they're an underrated team statewide. I will take Richmond Hill to win that game at home. Charlton and Jeff Davis. I'll take Jeff Davis to win that game. Warner Robins beats Lee. Fitzgerald beats Irwin. Cairo over Thomas County Central. Lowndes over American Heritage. And I'll take Colquitt over Deerfield Beach.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747. We're online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So the regions reclassified this upcoming year. The two-year contract that we've had previously expires, and now the regions reset. And we got some wacky regions. I'm not even going to lie to you. By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Parker's. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain, biggest selection of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and adult beverages in the beer cave. Brrr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com. So, yeah, these regions are just, they're nutty. We'll start in 7A. This has been the nuttiest region for years, where you've had, you know, Camden playing over in the basically the west side of the state in their region, having to make that trip multiple times a year over to Norman Park and over in the Lowndes and Tift, and it's been tough for Camden. They'll add Richmond Hill, so 1-7A, they drop Tift, they add Valdosta and Richmond Hill, so it consists of Camden, Richmond Hill, Valdosta, Lowndes, and Colquitt. Look, I don't think it's any secret to most folks that Colquitt is the team to beat in that region. I think Colquitt is going to return the most. I think they're going to be deadly. I think they're going to be tough to beat, but they do play in the SEC of high school football. So it's a tough region, but I'll take Colquitt winning that region. In 1-6A, Houston, Lee, Northside, Thomas County Central, Tift drops down to 6A, and Veterans. Houston, Lee, Northside, Thomas County Central, Tift, and Veterans. You look at that region, you know, Northside's really good. Thomas County Central's really good. Of course, Thomas County Central's having to play up because of the new population rule, where if you have students from out of state, it counts as more than one student, out of area, out of zone. It's a tough region. I'll take the Lee County Trojans. I just think that they are still the team to beat over in that part of the state. In 2-6A, this is another wacky one, Brunswick, Effingham, Glen Academy, and South Effingham, all of those are Coastal Georgia teams, you know, basically Savannah and Brunswick. And then they're going to throw them in with Evans, Grovetown, and Lakeside Evans, all Valdosta, or all Augusta schools. So that's going to be some killer travel. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I'm picking Brunswick High to win this region, and I think Brunswick High in the 6A bracket, when all those brackets come out, Brunswick High is going to be a legitimate state title contender. Got some question marks at quarterback, having a new quarterback come in. They had a senior that played there, or a junior last year that played. Now he's a senior. He transferred over to Frederica. So they'll have a new quarterback coming into play. So some question marks there about what they'll get from the quarterback coach, Garrett Grady. New Brunswick High coach is really high on the quarterback he's got. He thinks that he's going to be the difference. And of course, Brunswick was bounced in the second round last year. And I think this team, if they get the play from the quarterback, which Coach Grady thinks they're going to get, they will end up playing for a state championship when all is said and done. So in 2-6A, I'm picking the Brunswick High Pirates. In 1-5A, Bradwell, Coffee, Greenbrier, Jenkins, Statesboro, and Ware. I've already told you about how high I am on Statesboro. I really am. I think I'm going to go out on a limb here. You look at Statesboro and you look at that region and you immediately see Coffee and Ware. And you say, oh, okay, well, it's going to be one of those two. Well, I'm telling you, I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think the Statesboro Blue Devils are as good and probably better than both Coffee and Ware. Ware, of course, losing Thomas Castellanos. He graduated. He's now down at Central Florida. And Coffee County coming in with a new head coach, Coach Pruitt retiring or moving on. And, you know, I just think that with that change of the guard there over in Douglas, you know, Statesboro's got Jeff Kaiser, who has been there for several years now. I like Statesboro to win this region. Bradwell, Coffee, Greenbrier, Jenkins, Statesboro, and Ware. Statesboro wins that region. Region 3-4A, Benedictine, Burke, Islands, New Hampstead, Southeast Bullock, and Wayne. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. Wayne County, if I'm not mistaken, did not win a game last year, and it was a dreadful season. It was the low point for Wayne County football that I can remember, the lowest point I can remember. They're going to be in the mix here. The problem is they're in the region with Benedictin. That's a tough, tough game to win, defending state champions. Obviously, this is a really easy pick for me. I like Benedictine to win this region, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you Southeast Bullock will be in the mix, as well as the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. They'll be in the mix too, and Benedictine's going to have to win those games to win the region. I would think they're probably capable of beating both Southeast Bullock and Wayne, but we'll see. In Region 3-3A, Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Johnson, Liberty, Long, Savannah Christian, and Savannah Country Day. Beach, Groves, Johnson, right? None of those schools typically over the last, ever since I was in high school at least, have not been perennial state powers. They have not been, the football programs have not been very good. And then the other thing that jumps out is Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, and Savannah Country Day. Those private schools, those Savannah private schools have been pretty good. Calvary Day had a really good run last year in the playoffs. I will take Calvary Day with Savannah Christian and Savannah Country Day also being in the mix. But I'll take Calvary Day to win Region 3-3A. Again, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The GHSA, we just ran through it, so now I just want to run through the GISA stuff. GISA 2-3A, Frederica, Bullock Academy, Pinewood, St. Andrews, and Trinity Christian. Frederica had a kid that they were, I told you earlier, they had a kid transfer over from Brunswick High who's going to be a senior. He will be their starting quarterback. Now, they had another quarterback that was a freshman, actually transferred out, and he went over to Brunswick. So they're going to put a lot on the senior quarterback over at Frederica and see what he can do. Bullock Academy is going to be really good. Pinewood has had a stranglehold on that region for the last several years. I don't think this is going to be any different. I like Pinewood to win that region. GISA 3-3A, Brookwood, Southland, Tift Area, and Valwood. Only four teams in that region. It comes down to Tift Area and Valwood. In my opinion, I think Brookwood's also in the mix. I'll take Valwood. I'll take Valwood to win that region. GISA 2-2A, Memorial Day, Robert Toombs, Southwest Georgia, and Terrell. Now, you talk about some of the wacky regions that were over in the GHSA pertaining to travel. The GISA has been doing that wacky stuff for years about all the long trips that, they have to make, those teams that play in GISA, because there aren't a ton of schools in the GISA. Memorial Day, Robert Toombs, Southwest Georgia, and Terrell. Man, that's a tough pick. That is a tough, tough pick. I'll pick Terrell. I'm going to go out on a limb and pick Terrell there. GISA 4-2A consists of Augusta Prep, Briarwood, Edmund Burke, and Thomas Jefferson. Again, another really tough pick, but I'll take Briarwood to win that region. So, winning regions, I've got Colquitt, Lee County, Brunswick High, Statesboro, Benedictine, Calvary Day, Pinewood, Valwood, Terrell, and Briarwood all winning their regions.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
The time has now come for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I've done these rankings for, the last 4 or 5 years. It's incredibly popular. When we were doing it on our Saturday show, I'm now bringing it to you on the Friday afternoon show. And so here's the way this works. Like, I want to make sure that everybody understands the criteria here. Just because I have a team ranked, Team X ranked ahead of Team Y, I am not saying that Team X can beat Team Y head-to-head. What I'm saying is that Team X has done better in their schedule, what's on their plate, than what Team Y has done, in my opinion. Now, of course, these are preseason rankings, so I don't have anything to go on as of yet. And I have a scientific formula that I use for these rankings where I plug in all sorts of different things, and the formula spits these things out and gives me the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 High School Football Power Rankings. And so we will start and we will go from 10 to 1. 10 to 1. And this is across all classifications. It doesn't matter. So it's, in my opinion, it is the most prestigious poll that you can find yourself in if you're a high school football team, because we're not breaking it down into classifications. It's just across the board what the formula thinks as far as who has done better within their schedule. And so let's go. The Statesboro Blue Devils check in at number 10. I've told you how high I am on them. The computer agrees with them. The formula agrees with them, or agrees with me on them. The Statesboro Blue Devils at number 10. At number 9, the Camden County Wildcats, coming off of a 4-7 year. Jeff Heron's first year was last year. Had games that they probably should have won against Colquitt and Lowndes late in the season. Couldn't find a way to close those games out. I like Camden to have a big year, and they check in at the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 9. At number 8, the Brunswick High Pirates come in at number 8. I've told you, I've been high on Brunswick High the last 2 years. As a matter of fact, last year during the high school football season, Brunswick High made several appearances as the number 1 team in these rankings. They will start out in my preseason rankings at number 8, and I'm here to tell you, I think when all is said and done, Brunswick is playing for a state title. Number 7, the Swainsboro Tigers. Of course, another deep playoff run for the Tigers. and they check in at number 7, and they'll get tested early because they'll play the number 6 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Checking in at number 6, the Metter Tigers. And so, obviously, in the first week of the season, one of those teams is going to solidify themselves in those rankings. The other team is probably going to fall out. At number 5, over in Norman Park, right outside of Colquitt, right outside of Moultrie in Colquitt County, the Colquitt County Packers checking in at number 5, my pick to win Region 1 7A. I think they are loaded, and I think that when playoff time comes, they will make a legitimate run deep into the playoffs and will bounce a lot of those Atlanta schools that they will have to play. At number 4, defending state champions, the Brooks County Trojans. I like Brooks County. Coach Maurice Freeman has done a fantastic job since taking over that program. And again, state title last year, finally breaking through. I believe they beat Irwin in the state title game. I like Brooks County at number 4. At number 3, another defending state champion, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes. Fitzgerald, coming off of a state title, has a lot of pieces coming back. Now, I will say this. Of the teams that won state championships last year, I look at Statesboro and I think they're going to be really good. I think that their region is right there for the taking. I think that they're in one of those regions that just makes a whole lot of sense to pick Fitzgerald to win that region. Berry and Cook, Dodge, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, Sumter County, and Worth County. It's hard not to pick Fitzgerald to win that region. At number 2, also defending state champions, the Warner Robins Demons. I got a chance to see them in person last year, one of the best high school football teams I have ever seen in my life. They were complete. They were put together. Now, they lose a little bit. They lost a little bit, especially on offense, and we'll see how they rebound. But they have also turned themselves in the last 3 years or so into a perennial state title contender. Obviously winning it last year, they are a power to be reckoned with. They check in at number 2. And the number 1 team in the preseason heading into high school football, which we're just a little bit more than a month away, actually a little less than a month away at this point, the number 1 team, the Benedictine Cadets. The Benedictine Cadets check in at number 1. And again, I think that their region, they are definitely the team to pick, the team to beat in their region. So they check in at number 1. So let's recap the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 10, the Statesboro Blue Devils, which most people aren't going to agree with me on that, and that's fine. Do whatever you want to do because they are in the region with Coffee and Ware. But I'm telling you right now, write this down. Statesboro is better than both Ware and Coffee. Write it down in ink. Number 9, the Camden County Wildcats. You'll see a little bit of a resurgence this year for the Camden County Wildcats. I think they end up with a number 2 seed in their region, and they get a first-round home game. And if that happens, if Camden County does indeed get a 2 seed in their region, Camden County will be an Elite 8 program, will be an Elite 8 in the 7A playoffs. Number 8, the Brunswick High Pirates. If those question marks are answered for the Pirates, they'll be playing at quarterback. Those questions get answered for the Pirates at quarterback, they'll be playing for a state championship. They might even win the dang thing. At number 7, the Swainsboro Tigers. We have watched Swainsboro rebuild their program. We watched them make a deep run last year, and it looks like the Tigers are back. We'll see. At number 6, the Metter Tigers. We'll find out which one of those two schools is better as they play each other in the opening week of the season. The Metter Tigers check in at number 6. At number 5, in my opinion, maybe the best team in the state is the Colquitt County Packers. In my opinion, definitely the best team in South Georgia, in my opinion, and maybe the best team overall. They'll have a chance to earn and prove me right or prove me wrong. But more often than not, when I make those types of claims, you can go ahead and take it to the bank. At number 4, defending state champ, the Brooks County Trojans. At number 3, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes. And we'll see how good Fitzgerald is. I just get this feeling with Fitzgerald where it's a really easy pick, but then there's just something that's like, you know, I don't know. There's just something in me that's like, should I not be as high on them as I am? But I am high on them, but I've just got this inkling in my belly that maybe that region, even though they're the best team, they come out of that region, and then when they get in the playoffs, maybe they're not as good as what I think they are, but we'll find out. Number two, the Warner Robins Demons. And again, Warner Robins lost a lot. We'll see what they bring to the field. They've gotten that title now. They have earned it as a program that does not retool. They reload. And number one, the Benedict 10 Cadets, which should be absolutely no surprise to anyone as good as that program has been for the last decade. So, you know, those are your top 10 teams in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And, of course, again, these teams are not ranked as where I'm telling you that the number 7 team can beat the number 8 team. What I'm telling you is the number 7 team has done better in their schedule than what the number 8 team has done. And these are just preseason. These are the things that I'm projecting out what I think, because obviously they haven't played any games, so I don't have any criteria to put into the formula to spit out the right answers. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. Now, obviously, you have heard us talk a lot about high school football so far, and, you know, that is going to be the main structure of this show. You know, that's our foundation, but, you know, we're avid football fans in general, college and NFL, and so other things that you'll get on this show is some college football talk and some NFL. So I've spent the first, 4 segments of this show talking about high school football. And so I'm going to take this last segment of the show. Yeah, we're already in the last segment of the show, the very first Friday show. And typically, I'll tell you, Lawton Teston is a gentleman that does this show with me. And he had something come up last minute, but he will be back next week. So you want to talk a little bit about banter back and forth and opinionated folks. Boy, wait till Lawton Teston steps in this studio. Oh, great googly moogly. So what I want to do, I consider myself, when it comes to sports analysis, I consider myself to being a progressive. I consider myself ahead of the curve. I consider myself to be able to see things ahead of time, see things that most sports fans don't see. Sometimes I'm wrong, oftentimes I'm not. And one thing I do get is a lot of folks are like, you know, I don't understand what you're thinking. But more often than not, they come back a few months later and like, oh, yeah, I guess you were pretty much right about that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my college football top 10 heading into, I know we're still a good ways out, but heading into college football season, which will be, kicking off early September, I want to give you my preseason top 10. And it's going to have some teams in there that, you're not accustomed to seeing in there, but they belong. And I think they're going to have good years. So I will go from 10 to 1, just like I did with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I'll do the same thing for the college football rankings. At number 10, I'm picking the USC Trojans at number 10. I think that, they get a top-notch quarterback transfer in. They had a pretty decent year last year. A lot of momentum with them leaving the Pac-12, heading over to the Big Ten. So I'm taking USC at number 9. At number 10. At number 9, I'm taking the Virginia Cavaliers. I'm putting the Virginia Cavaliers from the ACC at number 9. Again, top-notch quarterback coming back for them. And I think that the ACC, the thing, that's what bothers me about the ACC is that it's a conference where it used to be just Clemson and nobody else, and then kind of Clemson's come back to the pack. But I think Wake Forest and Virginia are good enough in the ACC to contend, and I think it will help out their ranking. And so we'll see how that goes. But, with Virginia, Brennan Armstrong comes back at quarterback. And, I think that, under what he did last year, they threw the ball all over the place. So I like Virginia at number 9. At number 8, all those recruiting classes finally pay off for Jimbo Fisher. Boy, he needs them to. Texas A&M checks in from the SEC at number 8. And I feel like this is a year where Jimbo's on the hot seat. He's got to beat Alabama. He's got to end up in the SEC championship game. And I think that's the standard now. Moving forward, this season, Jimbo's got to beat Alabama, and he's got to end up in the SEC title game. And if not, Texas A&M may be looking to move on already. At number 7, I mentioned Wake Forest from the ACC. They've got Sam Hartman coming back at quarterback. And I like Hartman. I think he's a very, very good quarterback. Wake had a pretty good year last year. I like the Wake Forest Demon Deacons to end up in the top 10. Number 7 in my poll. Number 6, the Michigan Wolverines made the college football playoff last year. Look for them to get a little better. They've got a little bit of, somewhat of what I consider to be a quarterback issue where, that they've got J.J. McCarthy coming in, that is there, but Cade McNamara, of course, is a returning starter. And, J.J. McCarthy is a former 5-star, so, we'll see who ends up playing quarterback for Michigan, but I do like them at number 6. At number 5, I just don't know what to do with the Clemson Tigers. They've got all that talent on that roster. Their quarterback play has been atrocious. With the DJ Uiagalelei kid, and they've got another kid that just came in. My opinion, I'm just going to tell you, if he doesn't play well, he's going to end up finding himself on the bench. And, I think Clemson will be okay at quarterback one way or the other. And so I like them at number 5. At number 4, the Oklahoma Sooners. That's right, the Oklahoma Sooners heading for the SEC. I like them at number 4. And we'll see what they present as well. Number 3, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State, of course, they're returning a quarterback in C.J. Stroud. He looks good. Ohio State is still the premier program in the Big Ten, despite the fact that they are adding UCLA and USC. Of course, you know, Penn State and Michigan already there. But, yeah, I like Ohio State at number three. At number two, the Georgia Bulldogs. We all know what Georgia's got, this show taking place in the state of Georgia. Most folks here are Georgia fans, so you know that Kirby Smart's got that thing rolling, and you know, it's just a machine at this point. So good job, Kirby. I like Georgia at number two. And, of course, it's hard to go against it's hard to pick against Alabama being number one with Bryce Young returning at quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide and them having Nick Saban, the best coach of all time collegiately, roaming the sidelines. So I'll recap for you. This is what I've got. At number 10, USC. At number 9, USC out of the Pac-12. Number 9, Virginia out of the ACC. Texas A&M at number 8 from the SEC. Number 7, Wake Forest from the ACC. 6, Michigan from the Big Ten. 5, Clemson from the ACC. 4, Oklahoma from the Big 12. 3, Ohio State from the Big Ten. 2, Georgia from the SEC. And number 1, Alabama from the SEC. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't make mention of this. Obviously, most of us have heard USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 to head over to the Big Ten. The Big Ten's also talking in talks to Notre Dame, and there have been some conversations with Washington and Oregon as well. And it's funny to me that when the SEC announced that Oklahoma and Texas were joining the SEC, the Pac-12, ACC, you know, they went into that alliance with the Big 12 or with the Big 10. Well, I'll talk about this at another time. I gotta go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com or get it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is sneaking up on us. The first game scheduled is in less than a month. That game is a scrimmage between the Wayne County Yellow Jackets and the Glen Academy Red Terriers between the bricks at the newly turfed Glen County Stadium on August the 5th. Also, some other big news out of Brunswick. Brunswick High Pirate cornerback Jaden Drayton committed to Harvard this past week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.